Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
I'm chatting with Olim Prechela, FNB Wealth and Investments. I appreciate the time today. Final segment, we're talking markets. We've got results coming out. We've got delistings. Let's start with Supergroup. They are selling off their Australian business. That's going to give them a big fillip in terms of money probably returned to shareholders. But your take on the sort of the continuing operations, it's a tough world out there for them right now.
Certainly, Simon, and thank you for having me. We saw Supergroup released its results for the 6 months ended 31 December 2024. Mm-hmm. And its revenue decreased 7.6% to 23.67 billion. And its previous print in December 2023 was 25.63 billion. And the guide was primarily due to weaker performance in the UK dealership and supply chain Africa commodity businesses. Its EBITDA decreased 5.2% to 1.85 billion. We saw the December print was 1.95 billion rand, and overall profit margin decreased slightly to 4.1%. This was largely attributed to margin pressure in supply chain commodity businesses and UK dealerships, Fleet Africa. However, it saw an improvement in its operating profit margins. Headline earnings decreased, we saw, by 24.2% to 104.8 cents. Mm-hmm. Also slightly down. Operating cash flow increased by 2.2%. The group balance sheet is robust and cash flow should be satisfactory, positioning the business optimally for an improved financial performance over the next 6 months and through to the financial year ending June 2026. Tough results, and stakeholders will definitely be monitoring its strategies to address the challenges reflected in the results.
Yeah, no, as you mentioned, the numbers, I mean, the HEPS number as well. Old Mutual, on the other hand, I mean, they had a good set of numbers. I mean, I went back, I think it was the best I've seen since about 2019. They certainly had a better period in what I would have thought was a tough space, but they seem to have weathered it quite well.
Yes, most certainly I agree on that one. So we saw results released this morning for the year ended 31st December 2024. Mm-hmm. Headline earnings came through with an increase of 17% at midpoint of the guidance. The CEO also commented that the financial performance reflects their strategic focus on profitable organic growth in the core, disciplined capital allocation in new growth engines, and investments in operational efficiencies. They also delivered a good growth of 14% in adjusted headline earnings and adjusted headline earnings per share. Mm-hmm. They're also unlocking growth engines with launching Old Mutual Bank some fintech businesses in Zimbabwe. So, yeah, we saw this also is supported by the overall the whole overall government national unity formation, coupled with early momentum in macroeconomic environment and improved load shedding, which boosted investor confidence, benign inflation, strong equity market returns, and strengthened South African rand also portrayed positive signs for economy recovery. So this also helped Old Mutual with their stellar results that they released.
Yeah, they were stellar. We're back to beating pre-pandemic records. And I got to get the name right here. African Rainbow Capital Investments, which is a holding company. They hold Time Bank. They hold Rain, or stakes in both, rather, which is obviously their big assets. They're doing a proposed delisting. The price is at a premium to what the share had been trading at, but still actually a fairly chunky discount to the company's own net asset value of the business.
Yes. So Patrice Motsepe announced that African Rainbow Capital Investments has announced to delist from the JSE and re-domicile from Mauritius to South Africa. The offer made for a cash consideration of R9.75%, which was actually a premium to the closing price on the 14th of March, which was at around R8. But we saw that it is a discount of 22.8% to the net asset value per share, as set out in the African Rainbow Capital Investment Interim Results Announcement on the same date as this announcement. So this is anticipated to offer return of value for investors, and they're just looking to improve operational efficiencies and better reflect the company's South African shareholder base. Yeah. So they believe that the company has continually traded at discount to NAV, and it's really not a true reflection of a company's intrinsic value.
Yeah, I think they might struggle to get shareholder support for that potentially. I want to quickly touch on Rand and gold. Rand holding strong, trading just above 18, and even amongst all the geopolitical worries. Gold, on the other hand, responding to geopolitical worries, all-time highs above 3,000. Contrasting, but I mean, as a South African, we like to see a strong Rand. As a South African, we like to see a good gold price. They are acting differently. The Rand, as I say, not responding, while gold kind of does.
Correct. So we see that the surge in gold prices is one of the elements that have bolstered the price of Rand, now trading at these levels. And then general dollar weakness also tends to boost the Rand. And that also is in support of the surge of the gold price, which is also running above its historical $3,000 mark. As we see, there's uncertainties which exacerbated by rising trade tension, which kept investors hooked on popular safe haven assets. We know that gold historically has been considered a hedge against geopolitical instability, and gold has risen more than 14% year to date since the U.S. President Donald Trump took office in January. So the metal high hits its record high 14 times as economic concerns due to his tariff war boosted its demand.
Yeah, and it has been absolutely running. Gold, I suppose, in many cases, is doing what it says on the sticker. We'll leave it there. So Mpakele, F&B Wealth and Investments, appreciate the time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.